98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. At the end of 2025, we're highlighting some of our favorite stories from our reporters all over Wisconsin. One of the state's biggest events each year is EAA, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot was there.
Volunteers arrive from all over the world in Oshkosh in early July, all for EAA Air Venture.
I love it. This is my, 10th year volunteering. I want to give back because this is my 31st year at Oshkosh.
That's Chuck Holderness, who volunteers at the admission gate.
I flew in the Bonanzas to Oshkosh 31 years ago, and I've done it every year since. It's unbelievable. We set the world record for the world's largest civilian formation flight. We had 133 of us 1 year, and then we actually had 149 another year, but we didn't go through all the paperwork to break the record. This year, we had 119 of us. So we're all on the runway at the same time, 3 abreast, 5 feet from my prop to the tail in front of me. It's exciting.
And Donna at security, her daughter is a 148th fighter wing pilot. But it's more than that that brings her here from Port Washington.
Meeting the people, you meet them from all over the world, basically, and mingling with them and making new friends.
Often described as a family reunion, even if you aren't a pilot, all are welcome.
I've made friends already from Mississippi, from Arizona, from around this area, and we camp with them because I also camp here.
Camp Scholar, a field of friends, volunteers, pilots, and more. No electricity and no problems, even in the summer heat of July. 40,000 camp here in this 1 week. Anyone can volunteer, even if you don't have any background in aviation. Here's Dan Van Evenhoven.
You can drive the tram, which is kind of cool because you get to see the entire grounds, and you get to explain to people what different things are going on in different locations.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tome Olson, Civic Media News.
Home for the holiday. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks back in Milwaukee for Christmas Day after returning from Indianapolis, where they beat the Pacers 111-94 Tuesday night. Head coach Doc Rivers, after watching the tape:
I thought we played all night, played hard, played physical. I thought our switching was good. We trapped McConnell a couple times, which I thought was great for us. So I thought we were locked in. But we got to get to that point where it's 48 minutes. You know, that's the next step.
The Bucks in Memphis tomorrow night against the Grizzlies, set to start at 7 p.m. NFL, the Packers working despite it being Christmas Day. So what's the plan at the Matt LaFleur house?
I'm sure we'll be getting up early in my house and opening presents. And about the minute we're done doing that, we'll be back at the office. So I don't think my wife thought I was a good boy this year. So I don't think she got me anything. I was on the naughty list.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky for today, a high in the mid-30s for your Christmas. Overcast tonight, rain developing late, steady temps in the low 30s. Still some rain around early Friday, highs in the mid-30s. Warm on Saturday, colder Sunday.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.